Good morning. As we're coming to a close of this month, we're talking about COVID. I keep on saying the COVID means that something matters. There's a lot of mass, matter, weight to something, and that's how you show it matters. I was recently by a big tzaddik, and he said, you know, a lot of people have these projects going forward to Shavuos of the Memchas Dvarim, the 48 ways to acquire the Torah, and he wanted to know where that religion came from. He was like, what? The way to prepare for Shavuos is by working on acquiring the Torah? He said, when I grew up, the way to prepare for Shavuos was working on your Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. It says God decided to give the Torah to the Jews when he saw Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. It's not that we were preparing to get the Torah. There was a work that had to be done in Klal Yisrael's unity, in their respecting of each other. And when it's nahagu kavod zeh lazeh, and they have a sense of unity and respect for each and every single one, then Hashem said, oh, now you're ready for the Torah. And it seems like there was almost this trick of the Yetzer Hara to shift our focus on the Ben Adam Lamakom as opposed to the Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. I want to mention one little point about it. We recently learned in Maseches Makos by Night Seder, we're almost finished, that if somebody eats a tiny little small bug, a full bug, it's considered chashuv. It's considered important. And even though it's not a kezias, normally you would need a kezias to get malchus on something, but a beria, a full creature of God, is chashuv. What would we say about a human being? We say that a human being can't hang into nightfall, even when he was stoned to death. We don't allow him to hang into nightfall because kilalas Elohim talui. We say a person is made with a tzelem elokim, we're like a statue. In some way, somehow, we're like an image of God. A human being's kavod comes from the fact that we are in some ways carbon copies of God. I have to say, there's a Yiddish expression that says, there's nothing more whole than a Yiddish broken heart. If we could respect each other's hearts as something chashuv, at least as much as a bug that is chashuv in its tiniest, smallest form, the most whole thing that a person has is his heart. Let's respect each other and get Kabbalah Satorah.